Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. With the June 29 deadline, it's still plenty early for farmers markets to apply for competitive grants for infrastructure projects. Sandy Gardner, Director of Communications for the Governor's Office of Ag Policy.
Yes, the maximum is $25,000 for any one market to receive in state agricultural development funds.
There is a set of evaluation criteria on which each application will be scored. There's a total of $250,000 available with a max of $25,000 per qualifying application. Gardner says the Ag Development Board has given significant attention to growing local markets.
We do have 150 farmers markets in the state, and I would guess that the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund has helped about a third of the markets. Some markets started off just small community markets needing a little assistance with tents and advertising and things, and it's grown to, you know, actual facilities.
This effort is designed for infrastructure development and expansion through the use of state funds, which communities can, if they wish, supplement with local ag development grants.
This is actually the second year for this program, and it's a way for the local farmers markets to be able to access state ag development funds. They can always apply to their county and receive county agricultural development funds for smaller things, but to be able to do some of these construction projects, the board wanted to allow farmers markets to access state funds.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Bessie from Boise.
What about corn and the environment?
Soil erosion is down 44% over the past two decades thanks to new tillage methods. Energy use is down 37%. Bill from Biloxi.
What about fertilizer?
Family farmers grow 70% more corn per ounce of fertilizer than they did in the 1970s, growing more with less. That's sustainability, baby. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
Sandy Gardner with the Governor's Office of Ag Policy is expecting increased interest in this year's infrastructure grant program, primarily because this year's is also funding expansions.
Say the market's growing and needs space for 10 or 15 more vendors or farmers to display their produce at the market, then they could also apply for that too, which is new.
Already she's had some contacts on program details and suspects planning activity locally is underway, but with final proposals coming a little later.
Probably closer to the June 29th deadline, we'll start actually seeing applications come in. But for construction projects, they've already been talking and in the works on exactly where's the land, where's the money coming from, the match, working with those in the community that can help pull the project together.
Program guidelines and applications available online at agpolicy.ky.gov. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.